This is a special day in the life of Oasis. It's a special day in the life of Claire, who is, she'll be with us in a minute, right? The name Claire is a French adjective meaning clear, light, or bright. It can also be a noun meaning light, as in the phrase clair de lune, light of the moon. What a perfect name that fits so appropriately into the season of Epiphany. It's only right that we should celebrate the baptism of Claire on this day. Epiphany season is about light. The word Epiphany means to shine on, and so does the name Claire. So on this special day for Claire and for us, we will seek clarity from God's Word. Our lesson is part two, a continuation of Pastor Rebecca's sermon from last week. She dove into the baptism of Jesus, not dipping a toe in the water, but diving into the deep end of the pool to be fully immersed. And so today we will see what that looks like in the continuation of the story. Today, no sooner did Jesus dry off from the waters of the Jordan River, and the Spirit that came down upon him in the form of a dove drove him straight into the wilderness. Let us hear God's word of this account, recorded in Matthew, the 4th chapter, beginning at verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It's also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. In Luke's gospel, this passage ends by saying, "Then the devil left him until an opportune time." That's an important note to remember, an opportune time. Jesus came to this earth to destroy the works of the devil. Satan is the number one enemy of God and man. He is the author of lies and the usher of death into this world. The primary mission of Christ is to obey God and to crush the power of Satan. It's no wonder then that the Spirit immediately drove Jesus into a face-to-face confrontation with this evil foe at the very beginning of his ministry. After the dove came the devil. That's how it is in the baptized life. Dealing with the works of the devil and tearing down his hold upon God's property, namely you and me, is the top priority of our Savior. These two events in the life of Jesus, his baptism and trip into the wilderness, go hand in hand. They're inseparable. Why does the Spirit lead Jesus into such a place? Nowadays, we teach prosperity. Believe in Jesus and he will lead you into prosperity, not the wilderness. You'll be blessed, happy, and healthy. But that's why we are seeking clarity about Jesus' baptism today, because that is not what the Christian life is all about. Yes, God blesses his children in many ways, which the world cannot bless us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But that is not the end goal of the baptized life, to just live in the green pastures. The baptized life is about obedience to God, no matter what the cost or where the Spirit leads us. Baptism is an obedience that is so intense that most do not understand it, nor do they care to embrace it. And yes, I'm talking to you and me as well. We fall short of that intense obedience every day, but we too have been baptized into his baptism. Listen to Romans 6, verse 3. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Baptism is how we are grafted into the event of Jesus' death and resurrection. And the reason for this is that by being baptized, we are committing ourselves to God with the same intense obedience that Jesus did. At least that's how it's supposed to be. And the Holy Spirit is transforming our inner person so that we might turn completely from our old life. So much so that our old life will be dead. That is, our old sinful nature will no longer have any expression through our physical body. Luther said, I die daily in the waters of baptism. The old Adam keeps trying to come back, and he needs to be drowned daily in baptismal water, said Luther. So we need to get some clarity today about baptism and just exactly what it means to be a child of God. And I'm here to tell you today that if Jesus had to go into the wilderness to face the enemy in a spiritual battle, then so do you and I. But again, why? Why didn't Jesus just head out from the Jordan to those who were suffering and begin healing people? Go empty a leper colony. Go feed 5,000 people. Go open blind eyes. Make the lame to walk. Raise the dead. Well, he will do those things. But again, this trip into the wilderness is top priority in his life. It comes first and foremost above all other spiritual acts. The trip into the wilderness to be tested is all about obedience, even when it is shocking to his system. The baptized life is not about comfort. It's not a cute little ceremony, not just a one-time event that we have made it into in modern times, but it is a lifelong journey. It's not a vaccination against the devil. The baptized life is about obedience to God in spite of how you feel. Obedience to God and his word above all else. The story says after 40 days, he was hungry. Really? 40 days? I didn't have breakfast today and I'm hungry. God will most likely never lead you to fast for 40 days. He may lead you to fast and pray, but not for that long. But he had a very important reason for leading Jesus to do this. This event was a necessary event in his life for him and for us. Why? Because of what happened next. It says, after the 40 days, at the time of his weakest point, then and only then did the enemy, the devil, come to tempt him. God the Father and God the Holy Spirit sent God the Son out into the wilderness to face the enemy. You see, at the end of Jesus' earthly ministry, there was going to be another type of baptism for him to endure, the baptism of the cross. The public ministry of Jesus begins and ends with baptism. In Matthew 20, verse 22, the mother of the sons of Zebedee, James and John, comes and asks Jesus for a request. She said, I want my two sons to sit at your right and left in your kingdom. But Jesus answered, you don't know what you're asking for. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism that I am about to be baptized with? What Jesus was referring to at that moment was his suffering and death on the cross. After someone fasts for 40 days, they are in great pain. They are at the point of great suffering. It was at that point that Jesus was tempted by the devil. And so, do you see what's happening here? This is a foreshadowing of what was to come. His first baptism and wilderness experience is preparing him for his final baptism. Baptism means to be overwhelmed by something. In our baptism, we are overwhelmed by God's love. And after 40 days, he was weak and no doubt approaching the edge of what a human being could endure. The Holy Spirit took him to that point, not out of cruelty, but out of a loving necessity for you and me. And under those severe circumstances, he was still obedient to the Spirit and said no to the enemy. No to making bread out of stones. No to testing whether or not God would protect him if he jumped. Or in other words, no to trying to manipulate God's hand to act on our behalf. No to the enemy's a lie that if he bowed down to him, he would give him all the kingdoms of the world. He said no to taking an easier route than the cross to be a king, so that he might rule in an eternal kingdom, not a temporary one. Jesus faced off with the enemy at the beginning, and in doing so, it prepared him for that time, that opportune time mentioned in Luke, that would soon come where a mock trial awaited him. A time when a wicked whip with metal and glass embedded in leather straps would tear his back to shreds. When he would be beaten and spit upon and have nails driven through his hands and feet. That would be the next time when he would be asked to walk a path of obedience that was at the edge of what a human being could endure. At that time, as he prayed in the garden, the temptation would be great to say no to the will of the Father. He prayed so hard for obedience that drops of blood came from his brow. He was indeed tempted to reject the suffering and pain, to forgo the cross. Father, if at all possible, remove this cup from me. The pain would be immense. And the temptation would be to quit and to call upon a legion of angels to deliver him, even as it was after fasting for 40 days in a desert place. This was a crucial time of spiritual victory in Jesus' life. All the other miracles that he would perform would mean nothing if he could not in the end be obedient to the suffering that he would be called to go through for you and me on the cross. Jesus is the perfect example of the baptized life, and we are grafted into his life by our baptism. So Claire, get ready for a journey of intense obedience. Get ready for an exciting journey of God's loving hand upon you. There's no better route to travel in this world, for that road leads to paradise. As long as we are in this world, we are in the wilderness. And the thing about the wilderness is that you can come sometimes see mirages, thinking that things are real. Things will give you a real satisfaction, quenching your real thirst. There are mirages that will try to entice you to go after them. But Jesus said no to them, and so can you. Only true water can quench your thirst. Jesus is living water. He will indeed quench your thirst, and he will get you safely through the wilderness. Yes, we Lutherans sprinkle at baptism. Claire's going to get sprinkled in a few minutes. But just because we sprinkle doesn't mean she will not be fully immersed in God's love. As I said, clair de lune is a saying that means light of the moon. The thing about the moon is that it only reflects the light of the sun. Claire Austin, and by the way, the name Austin means magnificent. It is our prayer on this day, and from this day forward, as your baptismal journey begins, that you will indeed be like that saying, and clair de lune, reflecting in a magnificent way the light of the sun, the S-O-N. Amen.